the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, Haima Black here with Jessica Vicious from the group Bunny out of Chicago. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for waiting. We were talking off the mic. Like, you've been very patient. You got here early. You've been an awesome sport. So, hugely appreciated. I'm going to ask you the same question I started with Daymaker. Like, how has the year been treating you personally, professionally, for Bunny, all these things? How's 2016?
The year has been great so far. So I started Bunny about 6 months ago. It was a solo project. And, like, quickly formed into a band. My twin sister is in the band as well. She plays bass. And her boyfriend, Drew, who's the drummer. And my friend, Tim, plays lead guitar. And so that formed. And we started playing shows. Our first show was with this girl, Emily Kempf, who runs Cool Girls. It's a label. Mm-hmm. She puts out tapes. Had us play. I played solo with her. And that was really fun. And then from there, just kind of took off. And it's been really cool so far.
Right on. And so I didn't realize this project's, 6 months old, though. So it's, very, very new.
It's very fresh. Yeah, we've been really well-received so far. So it's been surprising. We've played, I think, 12 shows now. And every show we've played, we've been asked to play by somebody. So it's, it's been really cool.
So let's talk about that process. Let's start there. You're getting people who are receptive, you're getting people who are finding out about you and asking you to play shows. How does that happen for a new artist? Because I would imagine that could be very challenging.
I don't know. I think it helps because, we have an online presence. I made a Facebook page, which is, small and, it seems trivial, but I think a lot of people reach out to us because of that. Mm-hmm. So that's where, bands are being hey, we saw your band, we want to play with you guys. And it just, the Chicago scene is so small.
Yes.
And you run into the same people. So it's, you make friends quickly, and, people hear about your music, super fast, just the nature of Chicago.
You nailed it. Exactly that. Chicago is so small, and it absolutely, people find out about each other so, so quickly. Yeah. And even, the last few acts I've talked to on this podcast, the last few, music people, every single one of them has been and then we work with this person or this group. And I'm we just talked to them. And it's small ecosystem. Now, were you active musically before Bunny? Did you have another project prior to this?
This is my first time being in a band.
It's first ever, right out of the bat.
It is. Yeah. So it's been so fun for me. I was living in New York and I moved back home and I was really bored and I was what am I going to do? I was sitting in my apartment. I'm going to buy an electric guitar. So I did that. And then I started playing and I was just sitting around, writing songs. And yeah, I'm very new to this. So I don't really know what I'm doing yet, but I'm figuring it out as I go along. So.
But I don't think with rock and roll, especially indie DIY, I'm sure someone's going to be there is a rule book. But there's not really a rule book. You know what I mean? Everybody's kind of making it up as they go. There's best practices. But,
right.
What's working for you? What are you doing where you think, wow, people are, responding to either this, tactic or this type of sound?
I don't know. I think, what helps us is, so I'm a graphic designer, and I spend a lot of time, making the flyers for the show. And it's, a small thing, but I think it goes a long way when people see a cool flyer online, and they're like, oh, this looks cool, and they're interested in it, and they want to, click it and, look at it.
Instagram's huge. The visual and aesthetic side of things is what draws people in.
Yeah, totally. Aesthetic is, an important part. It's obviously about the music, but, that's, something that people that haven't heard you yet, to have that, visual aspect that can draw you in first, I think is super important.
So I know right now you are working on songs for your debut EP, is that correct?
Yeah, well, we just recorded, our drummer has a Tascam 388 and we recorded our songs a few weeks ago and we mixed it last night. We want to put out an EP. Our first step right now is putting out a split tape on Cool Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing a show with Lala Lala, who's a Chicago band, at the Hideout on May 17th that we're really excited about.
So what kind of venues have you been playing out at around the city? Where are you playing shows right now? And is the Hideout going to be one of the first times you guys do a official venue, or have you already
yeah, we've been playing, like, a lot of, like, we just played the Empty Bottle, like, 2 weeks ago.
So that's super legit.
Yeah, like, so exciting. Like, I remember being, like, before I had my guitar or anything, I was, like, at a show, and I was, like, damn, I want to play. I was, like, looking at the stage and being, like, I want to play at the Empty Bottle one day. And, like, you know, months later, I'm, like, playing here. It's just, like, a dream.
I want to play here one day 9 weeks from now.
Yeah, no, it's really, yeah, it's just, like, it's, like, kind of, I don't know, it's just surprising that that happened so quickly.
Yeah, and so with the project, like, you're writing the songs yourself, or are you working with other people, like, or is this all your voice, or?
So, yeah, I write the songs. The process is, like, I sit in my apartment and, like, drink whiskey and, you know, just,
the,
like,
best process.
I basically make, like, a bunk old-fashioned and, just, like, play chords I like, and melodies, and just, like, talk, and from there, like, I form songs, and then I bring it to practice, and everybody else fills in and writes their own parts.
Right on. What's coming up for you guys in 2016 ahead of us? I know you mentioned the tape, and there's, yeah, like, the EP, or kind of, what's on the horizon, though?
There's a tape release show. I'm going to New York and doing, like, a little solo tour, playing a few shows there at Pianos and Freddy's in Brooklyn and Pete's Candy Store or Candy Shop in Brooklyn. Okay. And I'm playing a show with a parent, and they're releasing a tape on Dumpster Tapes. We're going to play a show in June sometime. There's not a venue, like, nailed down yet, but that's coming up so far.
And you mentioned New York. Like, so bring me into this. Were you from New York and moved to Chicago, or you're from Chicago and you dipped to New York, or?
I am a Chicagoan. I moved to New York about a year after college, and yeah, lived there for just about a year, and I was, like, so exhausted by the end that I was ready to come home, but I'm happy to be back in Chicago. I like the scene here.
I was going to say, like, you know, do you prefer this? I mean, yeah, you do, but, like, what is it about Chicago versus a city like New York? Because obviously there's a lot of things that are great about New York, and some people move to New York and they never look back, and some people dip out to New York or LA and they do kind of come back pretty soon.
I think that I like the scene here better, just, like, you know, it's smaller, so, like, you can form genuine relationships quicker, you know, and you see the same people, so you make friends easier. And there's, like, a sincerity, I think, in Chicago that's, like, lacking in other cities. Like, in New York, it's very much about, like, you know, like, in the first few minutes of a conversation with somebody, they're like, what do you do? Where do you live? How much do you pay for rent? And, like, from that, they're, like, gauging if, like, they're worth your time or something. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Chicago, it's really interesting. Like, I've had other people on the podcast who, like, maybe are in New York or in LA, and that's, like, kind of the common complaint is that, like, you're in LA and the first thing is, like, what do you do?
Right.
Who are you with?
Right.
It's not like, oh, like, what's up? But yeah.
No, yeah. Time is like, you know, of the essence in New York, like, anywhere, but, like, especially New York, because there's so many people. There's, like, it's just, like, on to the next thing, on to the next thing, on to the next thing, you know?
So you've been doing shows, like, venues like Cafe Mustache, at the Mutiny, or you're playing with at the Mutiny coming up, right?
Well, no, we played a show at the Mutiny a few weeks ago, and the venue started on fire while we were playing. So we had done our sound check.
You have to lead with that in your bio. That is your first sentence. Like, Bunny played the Mutiny, and it's set on actual fire.
Yeah, and it's, like, a notoriously just, like, shitty dive bar in Chicago. Right. Like, it's, like, it smells like shit, you know? It's, like, it's terrible. But, yeah, we were playing a show with Parent and Gliders, and we were soundchecking, and, like, the owner, like, shuffled over and was like, does something smell weird? And then he opened, like, the back room, and flames just burst out. And, like, quickly everybody was, like, grabbing all their gear, and, like, everybody in the bar was, like, helping grab everybody's shit. And, like, we all ran out and just, like, watched as, like, the firemen came and put out the fire. And then, like, 2 hours later, like, the bar was reopened for business.
That's amazing. Yeah. Did you guys get to actually play your set?
No.
Okay.
I think, yeah, Gliders was, like, doing a Dumpster Tapes release, so they, like, went over to the, I forget where, but they, like, ended up playing their show. But it was, like, midnight, and, like, the guitarist that I rent him is a teacher, so he was like, I have to go home. Like, I have school in the morning, you know, so it was late, and I'm like, fuck it.
That's amazing, though. Yeah. How can people find out about what Bunny is doing? You mentioned the Facebook page. And I know you have a Bandcamp, right? Yeah. Where there's, I think, a few songs, right? Yeah. Like
we have just released two songs so far. We're going to have a few more up online soon. But, like, as of right now, it's, like, the Bandcamp, the Facebook. We have a little Instagram page with, like, you know, very few followers. But whatever.
But it's building.
Yeah, it's building. We're new. So, like, it's cool.
No, I love it. The group is called Bunny. The project is called Bunny, Jessica Vicious. And there's new music on the way before the end of the year. And people can check the Facebook and the Bandcamp to hear that, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you again for doing this. I'm glad we got to start this conversation. And I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing and hearing the larger projects coming from Bunny. So keep up the good work with everything you guys are doing.
Cool. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.